Good afternoon, Mr. Kelly. Please take a seat.
Thank you.
I will need to take a few details about you in a moment, as you are a new client. You seem very upset. How can I help you today?
Yes, I am very upset. I was told by a good friend of mine that you are an excellent libel lawyer, Miss Ray. I hope you can help me because my life has been absolutely destroyed by untrue rumours. My wife and I have even thought about moving to France to get away from it all. It's been a terrible time for us.
Oh dear, I'm very sorry to hear that, Mr. Kelly. We do have a good reputation for our work on defamation cases at this firm. I'm sure we can help you. Would you tell me a few details about what has happened to you?
Certainly. The rumours started on the internet. Have you heard of a website called friendsagain.com? It's a website where people can get back in touch with their old school friends.
Yes, I know of it. I think most people have heard about that website. When you join the website, you can chat to old school friends, am I correct?
Yes, that's the one. I'm not a member myself, but I was a teacher at St Bernadette's School in Middleton between 1975 and 1990. I'm retired now, of course.
I see. Please go on.
Well, as you can imagine, I've taught thousands of pupils in my time. I was a modern languages teacher, mostly French and German, you know. I'm afraid I was a strong disciplinarian. I was strict with my pupils, but they usually got good exam results. But I wasn't very popular with some of the kids. In fact, one of my worst behaved pupils, Gary Hetherington, was expelled from the school. That must have been in 1980 or 81. I was present at a meeting with him and his parents, and I insisted that he would not be allowed back into my class. He brought a knife to school, which was totally unacceptable. I had a terrible row with the boy's father at that meeting. He said that his son was a good lad and that I was victimising him. They insisted that the boy had the knife only because he was going fishing after school. It was a nasty business. The father was outraged about it, but luckily the headmistress agreed with me. The boy was ordered out of the school without taking any of his final exams. I believe he works as a window cleaner these days.
And has this story been mentioned on the website? Because if a story is true, you know, we can't usually defend it. What happened may have been unpleasant, but if the facts are correct, then there's probably not much we can do.
No, not at all. This story hasn't been mentioned, but Gary Hetherington is a member of the Friends Again website, and he has written a lot about me that is most definitely not true.
Has he really? That's a different matter. Can you tell me what's been written?
Actually, I've printed off his comments. I can email them as well if you like. Here. It fits onto one sheet of paper, but it's devastating nonetheless.
Thank you. So he says, "Does anyone remember that miserable, boring Kelly? The big fat idiot that taught us French? Did you know that he was thrown out of the school in 1990? The headmistress found out that he was having an affair with one of his 16-year-old pupils and fired him immediately."
That's exactly what he says. Of course I retired in 1990. Everyone who was at the school at that time knows that. But the people reading that website clearly don't know that. People keep on sympathising with my wife. An old friend of ours rang from Australia last week to say how sorry he was. I feel that I can't hold my head up in this town at all. Is there anything we can do?
Yes, there is. There's a very recent precedent in English law that helps us enormously with your situation. In 2002, a very similar case came before the county court in Lincoln. A teacher named Jim Murray had been libelled by a former pupil on a very similar website to this one. In fact, the defendant in that case, strangely enough, is now a teacher himself. So it was pretty unbelievable that he could have made such stupid remarks.
You mean this has happened before and the teacher sued?
Precisely, on the grounds that he was the victim of a serious defamation. And he won. The court ordered the libelous comments to be removed immediately, and the defendant was ordered to pay £1,250 in damages and costs of £150. Of course, the local newspaper ran the story, and everyone in the town could see that the teacher was the victim of a libel.
Can we start action immediately? The sooner that this is over, the better.
I have a feeling we won't need to. We'll make some inquiries to find out who the internet service provider is who hosts the website. We'll write to them and to Mr. Hetherington and say that if the defamatory comments are removed immediately and there is a public apology, then we will be willing to settle out of court.
Let's do that then. Could you start the process today? I'm not interested in the damages so much as making sure my good reputation is restored. If we can get some money out of him, I'll donate all of it to charity. Then I'll have a much-needed holiday. I'd like my legal costs to be covered, though. I don't see why I should have to pay for his stupidity.
Certainly. And don't worry about this. The law in the UK says that once an internet service provider is aware of a defamation, they have a legal duty to remove it immediately. If they don't remove it within a reasonable period of time, they too can be liable for damages. That rule was established in this country as long ago as 1996. I imagine the service provider will insist that it's removed pretty quickly once they receive our letter, which will hopefully be within a day or two.
Thank you, Miss Ray. You have no idea what a relief this is to me.
Don't worry, Mr. Kelly. We're here to help. Let's get some details from you and we can get the ball rolling.